Hello, good day to you wherever you are. My name is Odd, the best artist in the world. And I'm back. It's been a while, but I'm back. And I've been busy. I've been working on a couple of things. I just put out a new song, you totally should check it out. It's beautiful. And I've heard some beautiful reviews about it. I've heard some not so beautiful reviews about it, but I think I'm doing well, and you really should check it out. It's available on all major streaming platforms. How have you been, by the way? Hope you've been good. So today I want to resume the second season of this podcast by having a talk session with the producer of So this guy is an award-winning producer and the guy who made all my instrumentals, the instrumentals for 24 years, for In Front of My House, for I, and for tracks I'll be putting out in the future. Yeah, so he is Drumsticks. Drumsticks, good evening and welcome to Odd Felix and the Pool of Artists.
Yo, good evening, y'all. Good evening, Odd Felix. I hope I get the pronunciation right, because always told me that I get, you see, the spelling or the pronunciation wrong. I don't just do.
Okay, so let me make it easier for you. I'll make it a bit easier for you. Now, when it's just F-E-L-I-X, it's Felix. But when the ODD joins it, it becomes Felix, Odd Felix. So as a stage name, it's Felix. But the real English people said it's Felix, and I don't fight with them over the name. So
Odd Felix. Now I get it. Odd Felix.
So that's for that. Yeah. So Drumsticks. Yeah. Tell me, how does it feel like producing for me?
Actually, it was a nice experience. It's a creative experience. I love what I do, so it was nice. When he told me that he wanted an hip-hop beat, I was like, okay, hip-hop beat. So I just came up with some sounds. I just heard some sounds and I fell in love with it. And then I just tried to make some magic around it. And then boom, that's how I came up with beat. And then when I sent it to him, it was just, his reaction was crazy, man. He was just like shouting, and then I was like, yes, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is the expectation, this is what I want from someone who expects, who gets my work. I don't want to get a bad review out of my work. It would just make me feel sad, and I was happy. He was really happy about it. And then I was happy about his performance too, because his performance was crazy. He had this, well, should I start telling them the story of how he came to Canada?
Everything, man, everything.
It was a crazy experience, Sha, because that day, when he told me he was coming, that day I was really, really tired. I was like, oh boy, how are we going to do this night session right now? Because everything was done in a day, and then we recorded 4 songs. And then when he came, we were just chatting and all, waiting for this guy to come. And then when he came, it was just like, I guess it was after 10, right?
Yeah.
After 10. We started everything from after 10. We finished it around past 2. And then it was just crazy, man. It was just amazing that everything happened purely and it went well. And wow. I can't explain it. Amazing. The way it was just amazing. I love the workflow. I love the creative process of it, and I love the final outcome of it. And I'm happy it's doing well.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So yeah. I think some of the highlights for me was getting to meet you in real life. That was one of them. Like, yeah, drumsticks, yeah. And then another one was getting to travel with my girlfriend by train. I had never traveled by train until I came to Kaduna. And traveling with her like just made this more fun for me and all. And then traveling by train was another thing on its own, man. I felt I was so excited about traveling by train. I was so excited about it. It felt fun. I think it's only ship that is left now for me. Maybe ship and pipeline. But then I got to meet you. I got to drumsticks. You know, you did not give me food that night.
A stone and an alchemist. I can get cheesy, so I'm gonna need a toilet. I never made it, but I sound like I did. Anytime I'm on the phone with my pops, I'm in need of more opportunities and more money, more of those who believe in me and more straight homies, more of those who will love me and my music. More time to show you that I'm really gonna make it. Tonight I'm gonna pray, I'm gonna ask for sleep and ask that it doesn't include sleeping on my dreams. That's if I get to pray before I sleep. That's if I'm alive until it's time to sleep. Dig the earth and get gold, refine it and write my name on it. That's how you prove you know me. Tell me anyone looking for me can find me in your heart. That's how you give, tell me your smile. And don't say you know me because I gave you a call. If you did, you'd have my picture on your wall. Tell your kids I'm the kind of guy they wanna be like. Make them take a look at this. Every morning and night, my wish list has your happiness on top of it. I say I love you a lot and those words are legit. My birthday is coming, I got only one wish, that you play this song and tell your friends about it. My wish list has your happiness on top of it. I say I love you a lot and those words are legit. My birthday is coming, I got only one wish, that you play this song and tell your friends about it.
So drumsticks, you know you did not give me food that night, right?
Yes.
And I recorded I 25 years once for me, and she says a hungry man.
Yes, that four songs.
When I finally blew, I'll use that one as part of my success story. I recorded I on an empty stomach.
No, you actually ate the skit on that day now.
I did now, but then I feel like I'm not sure I had lunch that day because we were supposed to buy.
You told me you ate before you came.
I told you I had not eaten since morning. I mean, what did I say? I can't remember. But no,
you ate at a restaurant close by.
Okay, so that Andy wanted us to eat somewhere close to the train station. But then I'm not really someone who eats a lot outside the house, so I bought biscuits instead.
Yes, and then
so while Andy
bought it home.
So while Andy was eating rice, I was eating biscuits, and then somehow. I survived until next morning when she brought stuff for me. So drumsticks, now tell me two things you know like about working with me.
I don't think I have any.
Do not lie. Or thunder from heaven is going to follow you.
If I had, I could have said it now. But I don't think we just had 4 weeks and it was a day. So I don't think I'll notice anything.
Okay, let me use something else. Okay, of the 4 things we recorded, tell me the song you think is the wackest.
Wackest.
Yeah, okay, so tell me the one you think is the wackest and the one you think is the best.
Okay. I don't know about wackest. I'm not into poetry, spoken word, so I'll say, she said. My best will be definitely this one's for me. That's my best. I told you right from the time I told you. That was my best.
Yeah, right. I
loved it. I don't know, maybe it was the hip hop feel that was inside and then hardcore and then it went hard on it. That's what made me love that.
Okay, thank you very much. I've been thinking of pushing back the release date by a really long time. It was supposed to be September 10th, but I'm thinking of bringing it to August 5th.
Yes, it should be August. Please, come on. Why do you want to make that month?
Yeah, I'm currently working on moving it back to August 1st, and I expect to be successful at that.
Yeah.
So plus I'm also thinking like the spacing, whatever, I just hope it works out fine for me. I know it's going to work out fine. I believe it's going to work out fine for me. And so that's just what's up right now. So is there anything you can tell me if I ask you for producer to artist advice?
Okay, I'll just say you have to work on your intonation, your tone. Once you're rapping, different rappers, there's a rapper tone and there's a talking tone. So I guess the rapper tone is more of the aggressive part, which I feel like you have a gentle voice like me. So I guess maybe you work on like maybe making it more aggressive while you rap. And then that's just my advice to you.
Okay, but then what if I tell you that the talking voice is actually intentional? Like I don't want to be the guy that raps like everybody come to my house, come and eat my rice, come and eat my chicken. I want to be the guy that raps like everybody come to my house, come and eat my rice and come and eat my chicken.
Yeah, I get it.
Yes, I just feel like
I feel like the aggressive part will do more.
Would do more for like me or would do more for a rapper?
It will give you more cred as a rapper than the gentle voice. Nobody wants.
Okay.
It's like listening to Justin Bieber rap. Definitely nobody.
I'm a Justin Bieber fan, but I don't agree with his rap.
That's what I mean. So definitely, just the aggressive one. That's just what I feel.
Okay, so let me try and tweak what you are saying now. So yeah. Okay, no, let me not help you. Now, I wanted to say that. So are you telling me that I should balance between hardcore and the softcore, if that's correct?
Yeah.
But then I don't want to put the words in your mouth. That's why I say I'm not going to ask you again.
Yes, there should be a little bit balance. But even in that balance, at least it should be 60 hardcore and 40 softcore.
Okay. Yeah. One day we'll talk about that. So it was really nice having drumsticks around here. So drumsticks, what's up? Like what's up in your life as a, like how's life as a producer for you right now?
Life as a producer is well, I can't say how it is, but it's up and down, but good. They say more of the good than the bad. So I'm grateful.
That's amazing to hear. And it was beautiful having you around here. So
thank you for having me much. Thank you very much.
Alright, so everyone, guys, that was Drumsticks, one of the best producers I know. And the guy who produced Once For Me and who produced 25 Years. I is already out and you can jam it. It's available on every major streaming service. There for you, man. You totally should jam it. Once For Me is supposed to come out on the 10th of September, but you may just see it out on the 1st of August. I don't promise you the 1st of August yet, but you may just see it out on the 1st of August. And 25 Years is definitely going to be out on the 18th of August. That's Odmas. Yeah, so guys, see you soon again on this podcast on another episode. And never forget that my name is Od and that I love you. Bye.
Hello, I'm Endurance.
And I'm Felix. This is Od Felix and the Pool of Artists.
I hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new. Bye.